Filatora seeks a special use exception and a variance for an accessory dwelling unit with a floor greater than 1,000 square feet or 50% of the floor area of the single-family dwelling located on the same lot. Sections 115-32C and 115-20A-15C of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest side of Vines Creek Road. The 911 address is 34206 Vines Creek Road in Dagsboro. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 134, map 11, parcel 137. The applicant is seeking a 348-square-foot variance from the square footage requirement. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and four mail return.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. For those of you who don't know me, my name is James Churchman. I'm an attorney with Fuque, Willard and Schaub, and I'm here representing the applicant, Mr. Jose Filatora, who's sitting right beside me. As Jenny said, Mr. Filatora is speaking both a special use exception and a variance, and there was a bit of confusion with this. As I'm sure you folks know, this is pretty recent in the building code. The ordinance was just revised in June, this past June, and since that time, there's only been one other Board of Adjustment case for this particular instance. So the special use exception is specifically because it is a MR-zoned area, and the variance itself is for the square footage issue. I just wanted to preface the application with that. So I'm going to give a brief explanation of the history of the property, and then I'll move through then the special use exception criteria and then the variance criteria. This property, it's located at 3426 Vine Creek Road, and it is in the coastal growth area of the 2045 future land use map. Mr. Filatora bought this property. Both the home and garage was already built. There have been no additions to the house to increase the size so far, and the home itself is just over 1,100 square feet. It's 1,104 square feet, to be exact. The proposed accessory dwelling unit, it is currently a garage right now, and the current square footage of that garage, if you see in the survey right back there, it is 450 square feet. The proposed ADU is going to be 900, as there's going to be an addition on top of the garage itself. If you can scroll down a bit to the, actually, am I able to do this with the pen? I already have the windows and the door. I believe the downstairs is going to have a kitchen as well as a living room area, and then the upstairs is going to have two bedrooms and a bathroom. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yeah. So moving on to the applicable code for the special use exception. So normally, this would be completely within the applicable code for an ADU. The only issue is, if you look at 1520C, the requirement that it cannot, the square footage, total square footage cannot be greater than 1,000 square feet, that's fine, but it also cannot be larger than 50% of the square footage of the single-family dwelling on the property. And in this instance, that is the criteria that Mr. Villatoro's proposed ADU doesn't qualify for. The proposed structure will be about 800 square feet, and the home itself is 1,104 square feet. So the issue, so far, I don't think that it will substantially affect the use of adjacent or neighboring properties initially. The footprint itself will not increase since Mr. Filatora is just building up. There won't be any setback issues with the property either. So far, I did reach out to the neighbors. I know there's no letters on file, but I also independently sent out some letters. It's not included in the application, but I can give the board the exhibits here to show you. got seven there. I reached out to about, I believe, seven or eight of the surrounding neighbors. None of them got back to me except for one. A couple of the mailings returned inconsistent with the address itself, but the one neighbor that returned actually was against the variance, and the reason being was she stated that the septic issue was out of compliance. And if you can see, I reached out with a letter to which she didn't respond that shows both the new septic system and stating that it is in fact in compliance.
If I understand you correctly, and Mr. Sharp, this is a question, I guess, for you also. If I understand you correctly, if this was a 2,500 square foot house, we wouldn't be here today.
That is correct. Yeah, it's unfortunately the house was built quite small, and it's that is why we're here.
It wouldn't be here for the variance.
For the variance.
Yes.
Special use exception.
Thank you for that. Okay, thank you.
Of course.
Good evening.
Good evening.
You've just handed us this packet, which we appreciate, but if you could again state how the issue regarding the septic system has been resolved, and is the septic system going to be serving both the primary house and the proposed ADU?
I'll have Mr. Villatoro answer that, as I don't have a super well-versed understanding of the septic, but as far as I know, the septic, it's already been installed and is compliant with county code as well.
Okay.
And the I believe there was just a mistake on behalf of the individual I sent the letter to.
Okay, so then I'll still ask the question, is the septic system going to service both the home and the ADU?
Yes, it will be.
Okay.
And Mr. Villatoro, you can't speak from there, so you have to be sworn in. We can swear you in if you wish to testify. Okay. We don't accept comments.
My apologies.
No problem. And then, Mr. Churchman, you've pointed this out in 115.20C. Our boundary is that the ADU shall not be larger than 50% of the floor area of the single-family home. Need to ask the question, why is the ADU necessary in order for us to grant the request for the additional square footage? I understand we're going up, mm-hmm. but this language tells us that it can't be bigger than 50% of the home. And I need you also to clarify whether the addition is going to be at 900 square feet or 800 square feet.
The addition will be at 900 square feet.
Okay.
Yes, so I'm going to briefly touch on the special use exception criteria as I answer that. Mr. Villatoro, he doesn't currently reside at the single family home. He is renting there. The reason for the ADU is he intends to utilize that garage as a guest home for him and his family when they come down to the beach while still maintaining the other property, dwelling as a rental. And just speaking personally, I used to live in a 600 square foot apartment, and I can say 450 square feet for a family is pretty untenable, especially if you have children or other family members, which just happens to be the case. And that is why the addition is being built up, and it would be probably as well pretty untenable to have it any smaller than 900 square feet when you just build up directly.
Okay, I understand that point, but we also have we have two dwellings on the lot. We have the home that your client has chosen to rent, and now we're having a request come before us for the ADU in order to accommodate, and I certainly understand that, sir, when you're there to visit the property and bring your family with you. I'm struggling with 115C. And that. Thank you.
Of course. Thank you.
Good
So I spoke very briefly upon the special use exception criteria. I'm just going to finish out with that before I get into the variance criteria. As I mentioned, the proposed addition will have the same footprint, no issues with the setbacks because it's just going up in height, as well as the garage itself will be significantly less of an eyesore. In building the ADU, Mr. Villatoro is going to improve the structure itself. And then I will move on to the proposed variance criteria. If you don't mind scrolling down, or I believe you have to go up. So I referenced the special use exception criteria. It was a bit of confusion going through the application initially. So speaking to the uniqueness of the property itself, The applicant did not build the home or the garage. It was already there when he purchased the property back in, I believe this is around 2022 or so. And the lot itself is quite small, so therefore it is unique. It cannot otherwise be developed, as I mentioned before. Utilizing an ADU at 450 square feet would be pretty untenable for the use that Mr. Villatoro intends. The not created by the applicant didn't purchase the lot with the dwelling as well as the garage already there and hasn't made any modifications to it since he purchased it. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. There won't be any additional traffic. Mr. Villatoro is just utilizing the property for his own personal use for the ADU. If anything, it will improve the surrounding area due to a older garage being built up more. Minimum variance, I'll speak to, again, because the property itself, the garage, it is untenable to have a 450-foot square foot dwelling unit. The building up is the only option without expanding the garage further and having to get into setback issues. And then to end my presentation here, I'm just going to summarize a little bit about the previous modification to the building code. As I read through the modification when I first submitted this application, the reasons that I found were this was modified because people are having issues with the rising costs of homes as well, and utilizing this property for a rental will allow Mr. Villatoro to continue to offset the rising costs of home, as well as he will be able to use the property to its full extent. Board, have any questions for me before I bring up Mr. Villatoro?
I believe it was stated in the in one of the texts that I read, but could you tell us about the proposed parking area for the ADU and access to that?
Of course. So it's not shown on the pictures in Google, but there actually is a bit of a gravel driveway that goes through all the way back to the garage itself. And I believe I'll have Mr. Villatoro confirm this when he comes up, but I believe he said there's going to be a parking spot for it on the right side.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Of course. All right, at this time, I'm going to bring up Mr. Villatoro to speak very briefly about his reasoning for building the proposed structure and answer any other questions you folks may have. Asked, do you affirm everything I've stated so far, and that's true and correct?
That is true.
Thank you.
So my question is this. If this gets approved, what's preventing you from running on both of those units out?
Mr. Chairman, we need to swear in Mr. Villatoro.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's all right. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Jose Villatoro. My address is 15 Wendy Road, Reading, PA, 19601.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
And I know he asked you this, but now that you're under oath, do you affirm the statements made by Mr. Churchman is true and correct?
Yes.
Thank you.
They're correct.
So again, my question is, once you say this is approved, what's going to prevent you, or someday you could rent both of these units out? That would be my concern.
Well, my our intention, my family and I's intention to, when we purchased this home, was to, is for our second home, beach house. We had the opportunity to rent it out, and we did. So the sole purpose was for that, was to more of a vacation home, and that's the reason why we're looking at the garage to be remodeled as a studio for vacationing.
Is there any homeowners association or anything?
No.
There?
No HOA.
Questions? Anybody else?
The main residence, so it, is it short-term seasonal renting, or is it a long-term rental?
It's long-term.
It is long-term?
Yep.
Okay.
Would you have intentions on renting the ADU if you had the opportunity?
I haven't really thought about renting it. It could be a possibility, but that's not something that I've thought about.
Mr. Sharp?
I know Mr. Churchman said he thought there was, but I want to confirm, is there going to be a dedicated parking space for the ADU?
Yes.
Where is that going to be located?
The way that it seems to be set at the moment is the front of the garage.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Now the, your neighbor had raised some concerns about the septic.
Yeah.
Your attorney submitted in a letter that appears to have a septic permit.
Yep.
And he believes a new septic was installed. Has that been installed?
Yes. Okay. A new septic was installed in order to be compliant with a second bathroom.
And in looking at it, it looked like it said it had 3 plus 2 as far as the number of bedrooms. How many bedrooms do you have in the dwelling?
Three.
So you have three there and you have two in the ADU?
Correct.
What else is in the neighborhood there? Do we know? I haven't heard anything about what's around there.
Homes, just homes there. Didn't really see any property in that.
That's residential in character.
Yes.
Is there are there any restrictive covenants for this community?
Not that I know of.
Okay. So you mentioned there was no HOA, so I just want to make sure there's no
Correct.
Covenants that prohibit
Correct.
This type of use too.
Nope, there is not.
Okay. And do you have a well?
Yes.
Is that going to service this as well?
Yes.
Are you going to have separate electric meters on it as well?
That's my plan.
I'll tell you this. I think you're going to be required to do that under
then,
if you're
then,
renting a single family dwelling out.
Yep.
So
yep.
Something that you need to make sure it happens.
Okay.
All right. I have no further questions.
Is this right on Route 26?
Yes.
And how many cars are, does the original home, how many do they, does your tenants, how many do they have?
I'm actually not sure how many. When I've been to the property, I've seen a truck. They're parking another vehicle in the attached garage, I would say two.
And then you'll have like, you yourself will have one or two? Or
just one.
Just one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thrown off by the Vines Creek. This is Vines Creek is not necessarily 26, but I guess when it breaks off at that corner there, I guess it turns into Vines Creek.
That's exactly where it turns, right? Yeah. Right at that bend there.
All right, thank you.
Yep.
Mr. Sharp?
I have two more just quick ones. Are you going to have any other accessory structures on this property, other sheds or garages?
No.
The entirety of this structure is going to be used for the ADU, correct?
Yes.
And you're having the single-family dwelling in the front and this ADU in the rear. I just want to confirm, the one in the front you would consider to be the principal dwelling unit on the property, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
Yes.
Okay, you all may have a seat.
Okay.
Anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 13028 for Mr. Jose Villatoro and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13028 for Jose Villatoro in both parts. First for the special use exemption because I believe I don't believe the proposed use will substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties. For the variance, I do believe they met all the criteria required to grant a variance. I do not believe I believe this variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief. I don't believe this will alter the character of the neighborhood, and I do believe exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Lovengut.
Aye for the reason stated.
Dr. Carson?
Voting nay.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye, for the reason stated.
Williamson?
Aye.
And I vote nay. So with a vote of 3-2, sir, your case is approved.